This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, September 15th, 2023. In the report this week, a battle of working people's songs. A new General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation will be acclaimed. Radio Labour will be producing English as an additional language lessons. And singing,
it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you.
This is Radio Labour. In an astonishing event, a song about the trials of working people in the United States has topped the charts at Apple, Spotify, and iTunes. The song, Rich Men North of Richmond, was written and sung by the American folk singer Oliver Anthony. For the first time in history, a song produced by an artist with no prior chart success debuted at number one. It is the first time this has happened since the music charting service Billboard began in 1958. To Anthony's horror, though, the song was adopted by right-wing fascists in the U.S. He is a traditional conservative, but does not want his song used by fundamentalist right-wingers, especially the candidates for the leadership of the Republican Party. Here's a bit of his song, Rich Man North of Richmond.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours, bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new.
It is true that ordinary people have been left behind as corporations and their supporters in governments have produced a globalized economy which has driven millions of workers into lowly paid, insecure jobs. But, according to the British singer Billy Bragg, Anthony needs to do more than just complain. He has to join a union.
If you're selling your soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, well, nothing's gonna change if all you do is wish you could wake up and it not be true. Join a union. Fight for better pay, you better join a union, brother. Organize today, you'll see where the problem really lies when the union comes around. Rich men earning north of a million wanna keep the working folk down, wanna keep the working folk down. Form a union, you'll soon find that working people are all of one kind. So we ain't gonna punch down on those who need a bit of understanding and some solidarity. That ain't right, friend. If you're struggling with your health and your putting on the pounds. Doctor gives you opiates to help you get around. Well, wouldn't it be better for folks like you and me if medicine was subsidized and healthcare was free? Join a union. Fight for better pay. Come on and join a union, sister. Organize today. It comes down to the self same thing if you're black or white or brown. Rich men earning north of a million wanna keep the working folk down. Wanna keep the working folk down. Well, we know your culture wars are there to distract while libertarian billionaires avoid paying tax. You wanna talk about bathrooms while the floodwaters rise. The forest is on fire and the wind burns our eyes. Ah! Something's wrong here. Well, they want to divide us because together we're strong. Are you gonna take action now? You sung your damn song. If you don't like the rich man having total control, you better get the union to roll. Join a union. Fight for better pay. Come on and join a union. Organize today. Don't matter if you live in the city or some little country town. Rich men earning north of a million. Rich men earning north of a million. I see rich men earning north of a million. Wanna keep the working folk down. Wanna keep the working folk down. Selling your soul and you're working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, join a union.
The International Trade Union Confederation has announced that in its upcoming election for a new general secretary, only one candidate, Luc Triang, has been nominated. Mr. Triang is currently the ITUC's acting general secretary. Before being appointed to the acting position in April 2023, Mr. Triang was the General Secretary of the Industrial European Trade Union. Here he is speaking about the recently released ITUC Global Rights Index.
The 2023 ITUC Global Rights Index provides shocking evidence that the foundations of democracy are under attack. There is a clear link between workers' rights being upheld and the strength of any democracy. This is the 10th edition of our index. Across both high-income and low-income countries, working people have faced an historic cost-of-living crisis and spiraling inflation driven by corporate greed, combined with governments cracking down the right to collectively negotiate wage rises and take strike action. From Eswatini to Myanmar, from Peru to France, from Iran to Korea, workers' demands to have their labor rights upheld have been met with opposition from employers and governments, and their dissent has been met with increasingly brutal responses from state forces. Violations of the right to strike were identified in 90% of countries and of collective bargaining in 80% of countries. Three quarters of governments wrongly exclude at least some workers from the right to join a union. 10 worst countries are Bangladesh, Belarus, Ecuador, Egypt, Eswatini, Guatemala, Myanmar, Tunisia, the Philippines, and Turkey. There were 19 targeted assassinations of trade unionists and 86 deaths during strikes and protests. Governments must heed our clear message. Continued suppression of fundamental workers' rights, coupled with unlimited corporate greed, will even further undermine democracy and the rule of law. It cannot go on like this. the ITUC will continue to support workers and trade unions in their fights against these unacceptable realities. Solidarity.
The ITUC is the labor organization which represents national union centers at the world level. Now, here with notice of a new radio labor service being organized is C. Marie Ainsborough.
There are thousands of unionists around the world studying English as an additional language so they can participate more effectively in the labor movement's activities. But they do not have the learning materials they need. Radio Labor wants to help. Radio Labor will be producing a weekly English as an additional language program for unionists. The program will include an audio newscast produced according to the principles of the slow English movement. It will provide scripts of the newscast in English, French, Spanish, and German. An English lesson about the newscast will also be provided. The topics to be covered include equity at work, climate change, social justice, and more. 70% of the world's websites are in English. Some 1.5 billion people are English learners, many of them labor unionists. They need to be supported in order to help the international labor movement improve its efforts to organize people all over the world. For more information about Radio Labor's English lessons for unionists, send a message to email@radiolabor.org. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough, reporting for Radio Labor.
Here again is Billy Bragg singing at a rally in support of Starbucks workers in Buffalo, New York.
There is power in a factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There is power in a union. Now the lessons of the past were all learned in workers' blood. The mistakes of the bosses we must fight for. The cities and the country to the trenches full of mud. The war's always been the boss's wiser. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the black-legged workers unite. Of our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in our union. Yeah. I long for the morning that they realize brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. Who'll defend the workers who cannot organize when the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us? Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow, a light to the child. There is power in a union. The union forever, here we go. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the black-legged workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union. One more time, here we go. The union forever. Workers unite with our brothers and our sisters. Together we are siblings. There is power in our union.
Thanks very much for coming out today. All power to the Starbucks workers.
And that's it, Labor News You Can Use. You can listen to our newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.